Today we start a five-part series called Digital Generations. It's a look at how Americans of different ages are coping with the seemingly inescapable impact of computer technology in their lives. We will meet a 13-year-old immersed in a new digital world, 20-somethings going cold turkey off the net, and a professor who rails against technology's effects on kids.
But for those who want the technology, access remains a key issue. According to the online research firm Nielsen Net Ratings, U.S. Internet users passed a milestone in July. For the first time, the majority of Americans who access the net from home do so over broadband lines, which are always on, their high-speed connections to the web. And that speed will be crucial for the Internet's upcoming role as a key provider of music, movies, and TV shows to the home. However, broadband is still not available in many parts of the country. NPR's Rick Carr reports that some communities are deciding to provide broadband access to residents of all ages.
According to the statistics, Dorothy Fox should not be online.
Okay, let's do this right here.
The grandmother from Kutztown, Pennsylvania, has two statistical strikes against her when it comes to using the Internet. She's older than 62, and she lives in a rural community. Yet she's come to love email, the availability of online medical information, weather reports, and the way the net helps her build her collection of Kutztown memorabilia.
Here, this looks like something interesting. It looks like there's some kind of a bottling company that was in Kutztown, and that somebody found a bottle that they want to sell.
The story of how Dorothy Fox got online is typical of many older Americans. Her daughter persuaded her that it was worth it with a little help from her grandson.
He just graduated from Penn State University, so he had an iMac, and he got a job, and he needed to update himself, so he gave me the iMac. So it was all sort of a family affair.
The enthusiasm of family members is the most important influence on older Americans when they decide to get wired, according to Lee Rainey, director of the Washington, D.C.-based Pew Internet and American Life Project. It's a nonprofit that conducts regular polls to figure out who is online and what kinds of Americans are on the other side of the digital divide.
Race and class are not as important as age and community type. The older Americans are, the less likely they are to be online, no matter what their economic status or their educational attainment. And Americans who live in rural areas are less likely to be online than their counterparts in suburban and urban America.
Rainey says the Pew Project's polling data indicate that Americans over the age of 62 are less than half as likely to be online as other adults, in part because they don't see the point of adding complicated new technologies to their lives, and in part because they suspect computers will swallow up their available time. People who live in rural areas, meanwhile, have been slow to come online for technical reasons.
For a significant number of rural Americans, getting access to an internet service provider means that they have to make a toll call. They're actually paying a fee for every minute that they're online. In many communities, it's very hard to string broadband wires into those communities, and so there are physical barriers to the internet coming to a whole lot of American communities.
In Dorothy Fox's case, those physical barriers were overcome by the municipal government of Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
What you're going to see here is the distribution center. The primary feeds from the town all originate from here.
The town's director of information technology, Frank Caruso, unlocks a door in the municipal building, misleadingly labeled Borough Secretary, then shows off several racks of high-tech gear that power two state-of-the-art fiber optic lines connected to every building in town.
One of these fibers is actually feeding video, and one of them is actually feeding data and internet.
Caruso says the borough of Kutztown spent $5 million to bring residents cable TV, telephone, and internet service because the town's telephone and cable franchises weren't interested in wiring the borough for broadband. The municipal system meets or beats the private firm's prices. Dorothy Fox, for instance, pays $15 a month for a connection that's at least as fast as cable connections that cost twice as much. Borough manager James Vetrano says Kutztown is one of almost 70 mostly small rural towns that have decided to bridge the digital divide on their own.
There's real motivation for some of these municipalities that see broadband as a necessity in this next century, just as important as water, sewer, and electric when a business or a resident is looking to relocate or locate somewhere.
Vetrano says Kutztown's broadband system has attracted businesses, but it's also caught flack from residents who think the borough spent too much money on a system that's not likely to run in the black for another 3 years. The system only has about 540 internet subscribers at the moment. Kutztown has about 5,000 residents. But Vetrano says if things go according to plan within the next few years, the municipality will make money on the system. Lee Rainey of the Pew Internet and American Life Project says the Kutztown system and others like it are likely to grow. As more people in a community go online, he says, their neighbors grow more likely to join them online. And once they are, Rainey says, the polls indicate that they're happy about it.
The people who do have internet access in rural communities are among the most enthusiastic internet users. They are the ones who fulfill the promise of the internet by going to places that are very hard to reach otherwise. The same thing is true of older Americans. So once someone has taken the plunge, they've become very interested in taking advantage of almost all of the joys and pleasures that are available online.
Rick Carr, NPR News.